The realm of possibility. A man in disintegrating rags stumbles along the wide sidewalk paved in granite, passes a hand truck loaded with food mostly destined for a trash can on the 58th floor of an office tower half empty under a flag with a lone pine tree in the center. The flag was held aloft in support of destroying all that had been built under a sky besmudged with soot from wildfires now ablaze in the prairie lands to the north, the rich flat land some yearned to call ours, never acknowledging that none of it was truly owned by anyone except perhaps for those whose traditions honored the spirits alive in the rocks, trees, streams and skies, those First Nations supplanted by the influx of others who brought along the scatterlings of Africa stripped of their names and birthright to build the roads, chop the cotton, ford the rivers, roast the sacrificial lamb while favoring concrete, steel, noise and glass, now always glass mirroring, encasing, holding us all in place within boxes inside a box, panes as clear as day from the inside, black and forbidding when seen from the outside, looking in opposition and strife abound and no end in sight. There must be in the offing a realignment that will harmonize us once again with first principles, simple gifts and the smallest of the most sublime pleasures. Faithfully we must wish and work toward a horizon clear, bright and endless, while the plunge into chaos continues apace. This moment, this flash of searing anger, heart-rending pity, confusion and swirling undercurrent of hostility will pass as all moments do. What matters most is holding on to the vision and roadmap toward that which lies beyond the realm of possibility that must stand waiting for us, the truly undiscovered country, no matter how far it may seem today from our desperate, all too often failing grasp. David Mark Spear is a Brooklyn resident, writer and poet. The poem was written on June 19, 2025.